This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Had a little trouble with the feed. Let's see. It looks like it's back. That's good. All right. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I expect that. Oh, let me just give you a couple quick messages. I was talking with Rich Sheban yesterday, and he suggested that we talk about preparedness, and he felt that a lot of people are just not ready to buy a farm, and maybe they want a plan B or a plan A, but on a smaller scale. And he suggested that we talk about how to make that happen and can we assist in that. And we certainly can. And I've tried it several times where we can get some farmland around us here at our farm in Missouri and make available 2 acres, 1, 2, 5 acres, etc. And have, let's say we take 200 acres, set aside 100 of it in 1 or 2 acre pieces, parcels, where you own your own land. And then the other half would be for the village buildings, you know, the automotive shop, the solar array, the fish pond, the great big garden, you know, the rifle range, you know, all those things, schoolhouse, whatever is necessary. And we think that it's possible to do it now for, man, now it's gotten more expensive, so a couple $1,000 an acre where it used to be around $1,200. Now it looks like it's going to be $2,000 because land has gone up. If you're interested in that and participating with us, you know, where we would be teaching and assisting and you'd be working cooperatively with others and you'd own your own piece of it, give us a call on Tuesday, please. Give us a call here at USA Prepares. I'll give you that number, and we can discuss it. Now, I have a feeling that there are going to be very few people interested. And I don't want to spend my time working on something that just flat out won't happen. But I am interested if there's enough interest. So the number to call is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We can flesh it out on Tuesday with Rich Sheban. Okay, it would be in Missouri. It would be rural, be away from a lot of people. It'd be low taxes. It'd be kind of neat, I think. I've tried it before unsuccessfully, and I just have a feeling I'll have the same success rate with Rich Sheban as we've had before. So that was one announcement. Gwyneth Isaacs, as you know, is in the hospital with broken ribs, etc., collapsed lung. She's having a tough go of it, but she may be out of the hospital in a day or two. If you'd like to send her an email with whatever you'd like to say, please send that to instructor at usaprepares.com, instructor at usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. Okay, that's it for the messages today. Kathy's with us. Kathy had some things that, some unfinished business from our last class where she hosted it. And Kathy, welcome.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Very, very well, Kathy. And you?
I'm doing well also. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Where would you like to start today's broadcast classroom?
Well, I want to ask you your advice on washing machines. Before I start that, I have a couple questions for you. We did talk last week about refrigerators and dishwashers and a stove. I had a question for you on each one of them, if I could interject that first.
Absolutely. And would you like to take my seat in this classroom, and I'll just sit back and be the guest or the interviewee? Would you like to do that?
Either way, Vince, whatever you think is best.
Well, I think it's best if you...
Than I am, but.
Oh, no. I'm just a rank amateur, but I'll tell you what. I'll just be the guest and the instructor who will be on the hot seat, and then if you can take us in and out of the breaks, etc. So you're in charge. I'm ready.
Okay, then. A question on the refrigerator. We talked about cleaning underneath it, the coils, and behind it. The first question I have is, how far away from the back wall should you have your refrigerator pulled out?
Okay. Now, it depends. And let me give you the reason why I say that. Some refrigerators, the older models, and I'm talking from the 70s, have coils, and they're usually painted black, and it looks like a coil that snakes left and right, has some curves in it, and then welded to it, mechanically attached, are these steel wires. So it kind of looks like a grate, if you will, a cooling rack for baking, that kind of thing. But the wires are close together. And what that does is the heat that is removed from the refrigerator or freezer box, the inside, is pumped through the Freon, the refrigerant, into these coils, and the heat is then moved outside the refrigerator box. So the plan is to have enough circulation around those coils that are in the back of the refrigerator or freezer so the air can get to them, and the air can start with the cool air at the bottom as the air comes in contact just through natural movement of air in the kitchen, let's say, or the garage, wherever the appliance happens to be. The air will then cool those coils, and the coils be ready to remove more heat from inside the box. If that is the case, there are usually standoffs to prevent you from smashing those coils into the wall behind the refrigerator or freezer. I'd like to see at least an inch more of airspace behind those coils than the standoffs provide. Right? So the idea is if you have a little more space, you'll have a little more efficiency with the coils. That's one thing. Now, other refrigerators and freezers have a coil system underneath the box. That would be underneath, if you have a refrigerator, the vegetable storage bins. Underneath there is a compressor and coils. And the idea is if you put a fan on those coils, you can have the coils take a smaller amount of space. And the idea is the fan would increase the efficiency of the coils, which wouldn't be too efficient without the fan running. Well, in that case, the air usually comes in from the bottom of the refrigerator. So if you're standing looking at the refrigerator, you know, open it up and look inside to get something out of the refrigerator or freezer, where your toes are is where the air intake is. The air is drawn in that area. A lot of times there's some kind of a decorative grill, if you will. Air is drawn in there, circulates around the coils by the fan, and is pushed outside the back of the refrigerator or freezer. If that's the case, there are usually some vents in the back in a cardboard or steel vent plate, and air needs to get outside the box. I'm thinking 2 inches minimum would be good. 4 inches would be much better. And the reason for that is the hot air has to escape somehow. Otherwise, the hot air will heat the outside of the refrigerator that you're trying to cool. And you'll be working, the refrigerator or freezer will be working against itself. So I'm thinking 4 inches of airspace behind one that has the coils in the bottom would be good. Then again, you also need to have air on the left and right sides of the refrigerator or freezer as well, so that hot air is not trapped in a box. Now, I saw a kitchen custom manufactured kitchen cabinets, which was the worst of all possible designs. I guess what happened is the owner of the house was talking to the cabinet people, and the cabinet people said, well, how big's the refrigerator? And so the cabinet people measured the exact dimensions of the refrigerator and made a box that big. No room for air to circulate, no room for the heat to get out. That refrigerator is running 24 hours a day, exhausted, just trying to remove the heat, and it's almost an impossibility. So that's like the worst design. So you want a couple inches to the left, a couple inches to the right, 4 inches behind the refrigerator in most circumstances. And even, and at the top, you need about 4 inches as well, in my opinion, at the top of the refrigerator. Now, the problem is if you have a lot of space at the top of the refrigerator, if you have cabinets over the refrigerator, which we do, if you have a lot of space, it doesn't look so good. So 4 inches would be great. And you don't want to pile things up on top of the refrigerator because you restrict the airflow, the hot air that is the air that has removed the heat from inside the refrigerator. It's got to go someplace. So the thing to do is not restrict the air on all the sides. And we mentioned this before, the rollers. You can buy these rollers, appliance rollers, and they are designed, they're like a bunch of roller skates on a flat platform, and there are two of them in a kit, about $20, $15 to $20 or so, and they have these white plastic rollers and a bunch of them, and it might be like 12 rollers or 14 or 16 or 18, I don't know the exact number. But we have them under every one of our refrigerators and freezers. And the idea is it jacks up the refrigerator freezer about 2 inches, inch and a half, 2 inches, more airspace. The appliance has more air to circulate around the coils. It's easier to clean underneath it. And if you have to roll it out to get behind it and clean it and get to the sides and clean, it's easy because it rolls straight out. Now, it's, you can't really turn corners with it, so it's really for rolling straight in and straight out. I suggest our class consider that. Did that answer your question, Kathy?
Yeah, very well, Vince, and I don't have all those boxes checked with ours because of the size of ours. We do have some air on top and behind, but the sides are really tight, and it was the same deal. It was like a pre-made space there, and I bet you most houses don't have the correct air going around the refrigerator.
Well, Kathy, there are a couple reasons for that. One reason is... the builders don't seem to think about that. The kitchen designers don't seem to think about that. And the other reason is that, let's say a person has, and I'm just going to pick a number, a 17 cubic foot refrigerator. And let's say it's 30 years old. They finally decide that avocado is not the color they want. And it still works, but they want white or black or stainless appearance. So they buy another refrigerator, and that refrigerator... it's not 17 cubic feet anymore. It's 18 cubic feet. So now, if there was a built-in space, you've got an extra cubic foot to deal with, and that may go to the sides, it may go to the height, it may go to the depth, or it may go to all. You know, it may be accommodated by all of those, the width, the depth, and the height. So now you have a tighter and tighter and tighter space to put that refrigerator in. Or that freezer. So those are the reasons why this happens. But if you can get more room around it, as I said, the 2 inches on each side, plus jack it up on the bottom with the rollers and have about 4 inches in the top and about 4 inches in the bottom, your refrigerator or freezer is going to run much more efficiently and save a significant amount of electricity.
Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is Kathy. I'm here at USA Prepares with Vince, and I'm interviewing Vince today. So we are going to be talking about washing machines, the care, the maintenance, the prevention, and what you can do to repair it. So, Vince, can you give me your thoughts on maybe the first one or top two things that go wrong with a washing machine and what you would do to repair it and or prevent the problem?
Yeah. Sure. There are things that you really shouldn't put in a washing machine. And one of them, first of all, you shouldn't overload it. And some people do. Some people put some really heavy carpet, small sections of, you know, carpeting in there. Some people will put some heavy comforters in there. And some people might put curtains in there. Or they may overload it with blue jeans and say, you know what, it just, I think there's room for two more pairs of blue jeans. What that does is it really stresses the motor. It stresses the drivetrain. It stresses the transmission. It stresses everything, including the mounting system, the suspension system for the basket, you know, and the tub. So one thing to do is not overload the clothes washing machine. I'm talking about an agitator type. I can't really speak to the front load ones because I've never considered having one. And so the best washing machine, in my opinion, the ones that I've read about that fail, that would be the new type, these high efficiency types. For example, if you go to the internet, Craigslist, and you look up washer, meaning clothes washer, you'll find that some of these new non-agitator top loads are available for sale. And they'll say things like, works great, but makes a lot of noise. I think it needs bearings. So we're looking at a $600 washing machine that needs bearings, and that's probably a $200 or $300 job. And they last a couple of years, and you'll be doing it again every couple of years. If the machine lasts that long. So I'm not interested in any of those things. I'm not interested in the $1,000 washers, the front loads. It makes no sense to me because they don't even come with the stand to raise them up high enough to use them. So the best to me is the Whirlpool style that's been around probably since the 1960s with that standard agitator. There's no way that it's been improved on that makes any significant difference. It's a great design. Okay. That being said, you can buy it as a Kenmore, a Whirlpool, a Maytag, and some other you could even buy it from Sam's Club with their house brand on it. And that was called Estate, E-S-T-A-T-E. All right. That being said, you don't want to overload it. And if you're going to make a mistake about the amount of water to put in it to set the height of the water, error on the side of too much. Okay? Set it for more than you think, and your washing machine will last longer. It's really hard to push those clothes around if you don't have enough water. So make sure if you're going to make a mistake, make it with too much water. Now, you don't have to, in my opinion, you don't have to use hot water. You can use cold water. For probably almost all the time we've been at this house, almost 15 years, I didn't even hook up the hot water to the washing machine. Just had cold water. So I can tell you with powdered detergent, you can use cold water. And the detergent actually acts as a lubricant for the water pump. So washing without detergent is not such a good idea. It also acts as a surfactant, which will and will loosen the surface tension. So if you have any grit and grime in there, it will send it right down the drain when the pump spins the water out. Okay, that being said, there are people who I've known who have been in the construction trades where they work with saws and sawdust and sheetrock. Those particles of dirt in the washing machine tear them up in 2 years. The water pumps can't take it. The seals can't take it. So my suggestion to make your washing machine last longer is shake out the clothes, maybe outside where you don't breathe the dust, if you're in that kind of environment. Don't put spackle compound, that's on clothes in the washing machine. It just tears them up. So that's another thought. The clothes are put in and the washing machine goes out of balance. When it spins, you'll hear it go bang, 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 bang. That's easy to fix. You shut it off immediately. Don't think it's going to fix itself. Stop the washing machine immediately. Readjust the clothes so that when you look down, there's a balanced load, 360 degrees inside the tub. Then what you do is if it still is out of balance or the washing machine starts walking, lift up the front of it a little bit and lower it, and it will realign
its legs. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel
Wallach,
veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Joe Biden is the 46th President of the United States.
A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge.
Biden was sworn into office Wednesday in Washington, D.C. The Senate has confirmed Avril Haines as Intelligence Director, giving President Joe Biden the first official member of his cabinet. Haines was previously Deputy Director of the CIA and Deputy National Security Advisor. Just hours into his presidency, Joe Biden signs a string of executive actions reversing key Trump administration policies, reversing a ban on travel from terrorist nations, rejoining the very expensive Paris Accord, launching a national mask mandate, rejoining the World Health Organization, stopping the southern border wall, and revoking the Keystone Oil Pipeline approval. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
President Joe Biden signed several executive orders Wednesday without any action on what Americans really need, stimulus checks. Critics are saying, how does this help the average American? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Biden signed 17 executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those orders were a mask mandate on all federal property, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and an order to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. But California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock tells Newsmax TV that he can't see how any of the president's orders will help the American people.
I don't see how workers can be helped by flooding the labor market with another wave of illegal immigration. And it was only after Donald Trump put a stop to that that we saw workers' salaries begin to grow again. In fact, they grew at the fastest pace in 40 years. And I don't see how families and workers are helped by canceling the Keystone Pipeline, killing 10,000 jobs, making energy more costly for everyone. I don't see how workers are helped by re-entering the Paris Accords that are a major job killer, a major driver of energy prices. And it puts our nation in a terrible global economic disadvantage. I don't see how we're made safer by reopening virtually unrestricted travel with hotbeds of terrorism around the world.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tiger King star Joe Exotic sat in a prison hoping for a last-minute pardon from President Trump Tuesday. He was so sure a pardon was on his way, his lawyer ordered a stretch limousine and waited, and waited. Joseph Milando Passage was not pardoned. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathy. I'm here with my friend Vince at USA Prepares, and I am interviewing Vince today to learn much of what he has to share with us. We're talking about washing machines. Vince, can I make a couple comments on what you said?
You're in charge, yes.
Okay. Vince, you talked about the carpet with the rubber backing. I remember reading that you really shouldn't wash those in the washing machine because the rubber will come off. And they said that rubber can go down and clog the filter underneath in the washing machine. He recommends if you have to wash them, take them to a laundromat, the one that spins around rather than agitate. And he said even then, some of them won't even allow you to wash them there because they will come off and mess up their washing machines too.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with that, and no question. And, you know, the thing to do is not put in the washing machine things that you don't want to clog up the washing machine. It's as simple as that. Now, let's say you do, and we're talking about top-load agitator-type washing machines. They're the best, absolutely the best. And class, if you think about it, if you have one and you don't want to be without one, you might want to try to find a used one on Craigslist because they don't make very many of them anymore. They're very hard to get, and they become cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. But I do have some recommendations on how you can make yours last longer if you'd like to talk about that, Kathy.
Sure. And Vince, one more thing, talking about putting things in the washing machine. I just ask everybody to check their pocket, whether it's the coat pocket, jeans, apron, a shirt pocket. I have left bobby pins, and sometimes I'll have like little nuts or screws my husband will have in his pocket. Toothpicks, all that I'm sure can get down into the, I don't know what it's called where it would get plugged, Vince, but I know that I've read that they can get down in there. I read one story where there was a hairdresser, and she would always throw her change in her apron and forget to take it out. And the man found coins, and he even found bills that had got wrapped around down there. Now, I don't know what kind it was. I don't know if it was an agitator or a front loader. But try to check your pockets because I'm sure none of that is good if it gets down in through them little holes.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. And coins can abrade the porcelain coating on the steel tubs. Coins can abrade the plastic tubs. Like some General Electric models have a plastic tub, a PVC-type tub, and if they put dings and dents and scratches in it, that can wear out the clothes faster because the clothes will be rubbing against those dings and dents and scratches and divots and so forth. So the idea is, here's what we do, Kathy. I'll just tell you what I do. When I'm washing blue jeans, first of all, they go inside out. The zipper gets zipped, and I've checked the pockets before they go inside out. The reason for that is I don't want the zipper, which is metal, which has sharp edges, tearing up the agitator. I don't want the zipper to rubbing against other clothes, wearing them out faster. So our clothes last a lot longer because I take the blue jeans, put them inside out, zip up the zipper so it doesn't become like a grinding wheel inside the washing machine when it's running. So your clothes can last longer. If you wash the blue jeans inside and out, the agitation of the movement of the agitator will not go directly against the outside of the blue jeans, and they will stay blue longer. I like dark blue jeans. I don't like to buy blue jeans that look like they're already worn out before I get them. So my blue jeans start out really dark blue, and I wash them inside and out. And sometimes I don't even wash them, you know, on the normal cycle. I might wash them on the, you know, the delicate cycle, if you want to call it that, or the permanent press, or whatever that cycle is that the motor runs at half speed. So that's what I do. The other thing I do is because I use Wind Fresh, WindFresh, laundry detergent. It's about 215 washes in a 35-pound bucket. They just raised the price to a little over $17 now at Sam's Club. I think that's the finest if you're going to buy a detergent. That's the finest value, best overall laundry detergent, Wind Fresh. Works great. What I'll do is I will start the fill of the washing machine with no clothes in it. And I know about how it's going to be set to water level. I know what's going to be low, medium, or high. Typically, it's medium or high. And I'll put the detergent in it while it's filling. Then the detergent has a little bit longer to dissolve. Then what happens is the washing machine starts the agitation. And then I shut it off, and I'll let it set for like 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever seems to be convenient for me, but at least 5 minutes, and then I'll go back and then start it up. That way the powdered detergent has time to dissolve. And why do I like the powdered detergent rather than those little pods? Because they cost about half as much. It makes no sense to me to have the detergent company tell me how much detergent I should put in the washing machine, one or two or however many pods they think. I want to measure it with a pouring cup that I have this powdered detergent in. I want to determine exactly how much. And it may be the equivalent of 1.27358 pods, or it might be, you know, some other number. What I'm saying is I'm not going to let them control how much. I'm going to control how much. And we have lost our way in terms of convenience. We don't even have to measure detergent anymore, Kathy, you know, in terms of new appliances.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree, Vince. Vince, I want you to mention the simple things that you can repair, but I just want to bring one other quick tip up about when you're washing clothes, like, if you're going to wash things that are long, like curtains or sheets, I would do those separately. Don't try to mix other things in there because the clothes get twisted and tangled. And sometimes I've even seen like something with a strap get caught around the agitator and then it gets all ripped or stretched out. So if you're doing long things, I would just do those separate. But I did want to get back to you and ask you, what are your home repairs that you would do and the cost of it and where you would get your supplies?
Okay. I bought all of our supplies on eBay. So we have a primary washing machine, and we have a spare, and then we have a spare. And they're all Whirlpool. And they all have the same transmission, pretty much the same motor. The timers are a little bit different. What Whirlpool has done is they've changed the timer so that you have more or fewer cycles. But pretty much the mechanics are very, very similar, whether it be an Estate-branded Whirlpool or a Kenmore-branded Whirlpool. And sometimes they call them commercial quality. Sometimes they call them heavy-duty. Those darn things are the same thing to me. They look the same to me, you know, mechanically, when you take them apart. So here's what you can do. And I mentioned for about $30 you can buy all the parts you need. All right, here's what goes bad on a agitator-type washing machine. Number one, there is a pump. And the pump it's the water pump. The Whirlpool water pump is pretty simple. It has an inlet and an outlet. And it's held on by two snap clamps. Literally, you can take a flat. All of these repairs can be done with three tools: a flat blade screwdriver, medium size; a Phillips screwdriver, number two. That would be number two Phillips screwdriver. And the third thing would be a pair of crescent type pliers. Right? You can do all of these repairs with just those three tools. All right. So a water pump, symptom is you got water on the floor. You know, you start your washer and you say, oh, there's water on the floor. That's typically the water pump. Now, you can buy them on eBay, and this is where you get them. And you can look up your washing machine, make and model, and you can look it up and it'll say, here are some water pumps. Then you find that water pump model, the model number of the water pump itself. And then you search for that. And you'll find out that, you know, the first hit might have been $20 for the water pump. But if you type in the water pump model that you learned from your search on eBay, you know, like model number 336-3394, Whirlpool water pump, you'll find you can buy it for $9.95. Shipped. Okay? So that's one thing. And it's held in with two clamps. Now, to get to it, just go to YouTube and look at how to replace it, and you'll see, you'll watch a 10-minute video, and you'll see how easy this is. There are two Phillips screws to loosen the top control panel on the top. They're right up front usually, sometimes in the back, but two Phillips screws, you loosen them, and you can flip the control panel backward out of the way. Maybe you've moved the washing machine a little bit forward, let's say a foot forward, and you can get behind it. But you don't have to really get behind it. You just need to flip the control panel back after you loosen these two Phillips screws. Then you'll see that with the flat blade screwdriver, you can loosen the clamps that hold the entire front cover on. So the front cover is the left side, the right side, and the front, and the top. And that will lift off. Now, you might have to disconnect the switch for the lid shutoff switch. And that's just a plug. And you can loosen that with a pair of pliers that you have. So then you just lift the cover up and forward, and the whole cover for the whole washing machine comes off. Now you see the basket, the motor, and everything. Well, that's where the water pump is. Now, connecting connecting the motor to the transmission is a coupler. Now, that is a device that drives the transmission. They are about $3, $4, $5 on eBay, and they're called a washing machine coupler. You can buy 25 of them for $25.09 shipped. So the more you buy, the less expensive they are. I have five of them. And I've replaced them in the past. But, you know, you might want to get a couple of them because it'll cost probably almost the same amount to get two, three, or four as it'll cost to get one. The reason is the shipping is the big expense in these couplers. And they're real small. They're about the size of a little bit bigger than the silver dollar and probably five silver dollars thick. They're made out of plastic and rubber. So that is another thing that fails. And when it fails, it sounds like stripped gears. It makes a lot of noise, but it's a couple dollar part. So you can call the washing machine repair guy or gal and spend $100 to have them come look at it, or you can buy figure it out yourself by taking that the cover of the washing machine off. So water pump, coupler, and there's another thing that you might want to consider, and those are called the washing machine agitator dogs, D-O-G-S, as in puppies, dogs. And they're about, I don't know, $3. So you can get, and you need four of them. I found here $3.90 shipped for the dogs. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathy. I'm talking with Vince about washing machines. Vince, you were talking about, I believe you said the dog.
Yeah, I have a quick question for you before I, continue. Are you with us for 1 hour or two? Because if you're with us for 1 hour, then I'll continue some of this discussion on hour number two. And I want to make sure I provide complete answers. So what was your schedule for today?
Vince, I can be with you till 11:30, unless that doesn't work for you.
Okay. So that's 2 hours, is that what you're saying?
Are you saying 10:53, yeah. I tend to be like another 40 minutes or so, then I have to leave.
Okay. All right, great. So the reason I'm asking is I wanted to make sure I give complete answers so that the class can undertake some of these repairs themselves. Okay, so that's what I'll do. So there are these things called dogs. Now, if you've ever looked down on a washing machine that's an agitator type with the lid open so you can watch it, you'll see that the agitator goes in, let's say, a clockwise direction and stops. Then it goes in a clockwise direction again and stops. And goes, so it keeps moving, and it moves the clothes, but it is not round and round and round and round continuously because it stops. And to make that action happen, there are these things called dogs. And a dog is about 1 inch long, and it has the shape of a paisley, a small paisley. And there are four of them. And sometimes they break. Now, they're very inexpensive, and they're very easy to replace. They are right under the center cap of the agitator. So if you look at the agitator, you'll see that there's a cap that you can pry off with that one little screwdriver, that medium-sized screwdriver that you have, because it only takes three tools to fix one of these washing machines, no matter what the problem is, whether it be a motor or a water pump or the coupler or even the fill valve, which we can talk about as well. So if your washing machine agitator doesn't seem to be operating properly, and you can spin it forward and backwards. And you think that it should only go in one direction, which is correct. It's the dogs that have failed. And they can be found on eBay very inexpensively. I'm looking at a package of 40 of them. Now, you only need four. You don't need 40. $25 shipped. If you want to buy, here are some more. Four of them. They're 99 cents with $2.90 shipping. So expect to spend about somewhere around $5 with shipping for four dogs. So you might want to get four or eight or, a little bit more than you might think you need if you're going to keep that washing machine around for a long time. So that's another thing that can fail. The next thing is, let's say the motor doesn't start. You set the dial and you start filling your washing machine and it fills up, and then you expect the agitator to start working. Well, shut it off immediately because you'll burn up the motor if that happens. Many times, not all the time, but many times, the reason that it won't start is the capacitor is bad. Now, a capacitor is a cylindrical device. It might be, an inch and a half in diameter. It might be about 3 inches long. So think of it like a scaled-down center core of a roll of toilet paper. Okay, it's like that and has two terminals on it. And what happens is it gets charged with electricity, 115, 120 volts electricity. And when the motor of the washing machine starts, it draws more current than the running current. So it needs a boost. So it's like just to get the motor to start the initial spinning of the shaft of the motor, the armature of the motor. And it's done by a capacitor. Now, capacitors have a life that is determined by two things, age and on-off cycles. So when every time you start your washing machine, every time you power that motor up, that's you've used one of those cycles of the capacitor. And it's not infinite. So it might last 10, 15 years. It might last longer. But the other thing that causes these capacitors to fail is heat. And if you have your washing machine in a nice warm area, that heat will tend to dry out the gelatin, if you will, that separates the foil layers of the capacitor. A capacitor is nothing more than a long strip of foil separated by, let's say, wax paper. And it's wound round and round and round many, many times. And there's like a dielectric type of gelatin in some of them. And that fails. Or the wax paper separation between the layers of foil fails. And that would cause the capacitor to not work. And how much is a capacitor? $15 shipped. And the same thing. Read the capacitor, the make and model, and buy that very same one. Now, you can buy a used one for a little bit less, maybe $5 or $10. But why would you do that? Why would you buy a used one that has wear on it when you know it's going to wear out? Buy a new one. Okay, I've got one spare here. I think it was $15. You can get them on Amazon or at eBay. And so I haven't finished with some of the easy to replace parts. There's only two terminals on a capacitor, just two. Now don't touch them because if it still works, you can shock yourself.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.